This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking with a local author from the Onsted area, and her name is Jackie Freeman. Now, Jackie's been on the program before to talk about a couple of books that she's already had. One was on Bend Your Knees, Louise. Also, she also has authored I'm Okay, Mama, and A Journal for a Joyful Heart, Keep a Song in Your Heart, and Unwrapping Christmas. Jackie, welcome back into the program.
Well, thank you, Dale. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
And you have got another new book that has come out. It's called Pickleball Parables, Inspiration on and Off the Court, a 31-day devotional. How did this come about, the idea of doing something like this for this book, Jackie?
Well, thank you for asking, Dale. It's a common question because most people think of them in separate arenas. But after my husband's death, after 40 years of marriage, I discovered pickleball as a new social, mental, physical activity and fell in love with the sport. And that was when I was asked by a fellow player, Karen Worthy, to write a children's book about pickleball.
Yes.
And so that was where Bend Your Knees, Louise, a pickleball primer 5 years ago, was written. Now, at the time, I had just returned from a trip to Israel, and I thought for sure my heart and my writing career was totally on God's path. I was to write devotions and faith-based material. And when Karen asked me to write the pickleball children's book, she said, "Most of your work is faith-based, but there is no children's book about the sport." So I wrestled even with God, and I said, "Where is faith in pickleball?" Well, a few years ago, someone asked me, "Jackie, why haven't you combined your love for writing devotions and pickleball?" And the dream or the seed was planted at that point.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes.
So how long did it take you to put this this writing together then, Jackie?
Well, I think the book itself is based on many experiences I've had on a court.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that as I recall my faith journey, God isn't just confined to a church pew or in my quiet devotion time. He's everywhere.
Yeah.
And I began to discover similarities. And very much like Christ's teachings, parables, stories that have another meaning than what we're actually doing. So that's where it came about. It really wasn't completely solidified until I started to put it in outline form. The last seven chapters are actually the first ones that I wrote.
No kidding.
But if you look at the back of the book, you'll see the final note.
Oh, yes.
In the back chapter. Back in 2020, when we had COVID and the NBA was confined to the dome, they called it in Florida at Epcot, I believe. And Scott Foster, a referee for the NBA,
mm-hmm.
brought pickleball nets and paddles. And during their downtime, there are footage, and I saw this. I couldn't believe it. 2020, he was showing them how to play pickleball.
No kidding.
And shortly after, you see these famous basketball players just embracing the sport. And today, they have their own leagues and teams. It's phenomenal. So I knew then, pickleball is really going to be a very hot topic. So it was easy for me to wrap my head around putting what I love, pickleball, and my devotion, my faith, in together. And that's what caused these 31 stories.
Well, I think it's interesting because I love the way you have put it in perspective of a game plan.
Yes.
You know, we're talking about pickleball as a game, but also a game plan for each chapter, and you were saying embracing the game, and maybe kind of go down the rest of the chapters that you have.
I debate, well, instead of a table of contents, you're right. I called it a game plan. And the categories were embracing the faith, growing in faith, strengthening your spiritual game, navigating challenges, and then reflecting God's light. So the last seven were the first ones I wrote. But it's been exciting because people that have played pickleball love it. People that have never played pickleball Love the book. I kind of look at it, you could be picking up a paddle, but you also could be picking yourself up from a hard place.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find inspiration or encouragement within the words in this book.
Yeah. That had been, very enjoyable to write for you.
It was. It was very, very enjoyable. And it is basically my experiences. We have a lot of pickleball players in this community.
We sure do, yeah.
I belong to 4 clubs, and their team reach, the apps just go off all the time telling you when someone's going to play here or there, and you can hop on.
Yeah. I know how busy the pickleball courts are at Heritage Park.
Yes.
Especially on a Sunday morning. Oh, my gosh, that place is just packed.
Yes.
But, pickleball has grown in popularity quite quickly.
Yes.
And like you said, it's something that, people, once they start into it, they find out that they're just in love with the sport. But then you can, with your book, Jackie, you are putting pickleball along with the ability to take that inspirational side to it as well. And you even have, and I saw this as I was going through your book, places to, I love it when you say paddle up.
Yes.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, every devotion I've ever written, devotional, I try to include an area for the reader to have a reflective moment, to immerse themselves in the book. It's not just my words on a page. It's how might that inspire them? So thinking along the game plan, your game plan. So in play, would be a reflection about the devotion that they might have read. But paddles up would be in a form of prayer. Well, how did you relate in your faith walk based on what you read to God? So I tried to keep the entire thing sports themed, but yet devotional based.
Yeah. And it works.
It does.
It really works. The first serve, answering God's call and taking the first step of faith, is one of the title of the chapters that you have. And another one is perfect your serve, living with purpose and intention, aligning your actions with God's will. Keeping that theme, I think is so very creative on your part, Jackie.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it, like I said before, it works well.
Well, thank you. I thought you were going to ask me which one of these was my favorite devotion. And I thought that's like asking me which one of my sons is my favorite at the moment. I was asked that question recently, and I chose the devotion called Stay Out of the Kitchen, Letting God Take the Lead. So this could be a way of teaching someone a new term in pickleball. Many people say, oh, stay out of the kitchen. Yes, all the time. Well, no. In pickleball, the kitchen is 7 feet from the net or the non-volley zone.
Ah.
And there are rules that you can only hit the ball if it bounces in that space.
I see.
So I have a tendency, you might not believe this, but I do like to take control, Dale. I am one that impulsively just jumps right in. And so for me, this particular devotion had a personal message, because I need to step back often and say, is this mine to do?
Yeah.
Or is this something God needs to handle on his own? He doesn't need me to do everything.
If you need to stay out of the kitchen, right?
Yes. Stay out of the kitchen.
Yes. I am so happy that this book is really striking a nerve with a lot of people. Not because if you're a fan of pickleball or not, I think you would really enjoy the sports theme of it without being maybe a fan of pickleball. And you can really enjoy the combination of the two and then getting a lot of benefit out of it at the same time, Jackie.
You're right. It was launched April 29th. And it has been an Amazon number one new release, number one bestseller.
Wow.
On Amazon. And I had a wonderful launch team of people that helped promote the book. But I think the book, people love pickleball, and they can see their faith. And hopefully it'll help people recognize your faith walk should go, whether you're on the court are off.
Yes, yes.
So it does.
Yeah. Well, I understand as well with this book, being that it's about, you know, the pickleball parables, that it certainly has garnered the attention of the pickleball community, that you have a lot of interviews already that from those that are pickleball aficionados, I guess I can call them, huh, Jackie?
You're right. You're right. I did an author book signing at the Tecumseh Library this week. I have in Sylvania, Ohio, which is another big pickleball community.
Yeah.
I have a book signing at Finch and Fern Bookstore there, July 19th. I have TV interviews and podcasts scheduled. This book has taken a life of its own, and I'm just, I guess, hitching my wagon to it. I should come up with a pickleball analogy.
Yes. With that said, where can people obtain your book? What's the best way that they can pick up Pickleball Parables?
Well, the book is available on Amazon, and it is locally for sale at Passion for Fashion, which is a little boutique dress shop here in Adrian. And I have made it available for all of our public libraries to have it on their shelves so people can go in and check the book out.
Good.
They can reach out to me on my website, Jackie Freeman Author, to learn more about pickleball, about my speaking and writing experiences. I'd love to chat with anybody who's interested in learning more about pickleball or about parables.
There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, with this one that is in the book, you know, the book has been formed and published. Any thoughts of another book coming your way, Jackie?
This seems to be a common theme. People think that you've done, I've written 9 books in 5 years.
Yeah.
4 of those are journals, which it's as if this book, though, seems to be the one I was really meant to write. And I think it's going to open up a lot of more opportunities, and I'm excited to see what maybe the next book will be. It may be another children's book. Who knows? I'm open to all possibilities. I'm going to follow God's lead and not jump ahead and go from there.
Once again, the name of the book is Pickleball Parables, Inspiration on and Off the Court, a 31-day devotional by Jackie Freeman from Onsted. Jackie, congratulations. Much success with the book. I don't have to say much success. You're already getting it. So congratulations on how well it's being received.
Thank you so much, Dale. Thank you for this opportunity, too.
Really appreciate it. It's good to catch up with you, too.
Yes.
It's good to see you. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.